Right now, it's time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics. He brings over 40 years of experience to these subjects and more. And we're going to make him definitely a Yankee fan. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning. And amen to that.
That's right.
You know, it's really tough to follow the morning theater.
Sorry about that.
With that great... Shakespearean.
Jim, my father always said he was a comedian, and he went on the Ed Sullivan Show like 9 times. The first time he went on, they had a bear act in front of him. He said to Ed Sullivan, "I don't ever want to go on after the bear again because it's a no-win situation."
Well, on that note,
Ed
on
Marshall
that
spinning
note,
forward.
I was going to start with, "Good morning, good morning." I had the great privilege of watching Walking in the Rain with Gene Kelly the other night, one of the old great flicks. God, was he incredible. What a song and dance, man. But it was very uplifting, and I suggest you get it up on the telly somehow. My wonderful wife manages to find these things. I'd be watching Channel 2 for the rest of my life. You remember Channel 2?
I do. I remember.
When Christine and I first got together.
Jim,
Channel 4.
I remember Channel 2 from...
I still watch Channel 2.
But I remember Channel 2 from this. That's what that was, the late show.
There you go. How many of those opening songs really made you feel better before even anything started? For interrupting, Jill.
No, that was the idea of them. I sadly for everybody, I told Marshall this morning that Uranus, the planet of liberation, was moving into Taurus today for the first time since 1942. And he said, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Well, what were your parents doing in 42? And that has unleashed a torrent, if you will, of channeling, which is pretty cool.
That's right. That's right. We really had some great things and great times. I'd like to begin this morning with some shout-outs, some congrats. You know, with everything going on, it's difficult to remember everything. So I'd like to say hats off to the hero of the waffle shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, several weeks ago. Man's name is James Shaw, Jr., a father of 2 children, early 20s. He's the gentleman who grabbed the gun that shooter was spraying bullets on people, killing 4, and he probably saved anywhere from 2 to 4 lives. God knows how many, but hats off to him and many great Americans like him who are parts of our society and our community and our military and our police forces and our hospital people. Also, John McCain is much in the news. I just decided to say my thank you to him for his life of service to this country. He's been a great patriot and a great example. I didn't necessarily agree with his politics, but I sure agreed with his loyalty to the United States of America. Another great American, Barbara Bush, who's passed, but she served her country so well as a great first lady and great mother, so to speak. She really added a dimension of style, of sincerity and truthfulness to our daily comings and goings when she was first lady and on the stage. Also, I recently watched a good part of Wim Wenders as a great filmmaker, and he did an interview with, it's more than an interview, with Pope Francis, the great Pope, who is very tireless in his efforts on behalf of the poor, particularly in the planet. It's amazing how truth to power, it's still there, and this guy Francis does it. That's it for the beginnings of the positive. I hope we can remain positive throughout. I want to tell you, as we said over the last months, the stock market was vulnerable to a lot of things. one of them being higher interest rates. I believe that continues and will be reinforced by the fact that we have so many bonds we've got to sell to service our deficit. I expect between higher oil prices as a result of the Iran situation, and already we're seeing higher inflation and food prices. So I think the markets are going to have some tough sledding here. Normally we have a summer rally. If we do, I'd sell into it. I would go very, very cautious, which I've been anyhow, because what's happening in terms of the management of our government and our economy, I don't think it's very positive for investing, particularly if you're investing money that can that's at risk. So beware. Any comments from you folks on that? I've got more, but
no. I was gonna make a comment on something and have you and Jill bounce off of it, and it goes to the changing of Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the United States Embassy, which I'm not necessarily against. I don't think there's a lot of people that are against that in this country. What I was against was the way it was done. I mean, our U.S. ambassador was going between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem anyways. The only difference now, instead of him being in a hotel room, he's in another building. And we've been doing it. And I guess what really upset me about the whole thing actually happened yesterday, and that's when every network side by side put on this beautiful, grandiose, unnecessary ceremony, and side by side there are the Palestinians once again getting their noses rubbed into it, right or wrong, they're getting their noses rubbed into it, and they're rioting. And
remember George Mitchell? Because he was, interestingly, and if anyone can find it, I would recommend it. It was the first lucid thing I've seen. He was on CNN this morning being interviewed by David Gregory, and he said, you know, there, you know, obviously, he said what people just don't focus on, and he said, and this is a real problem, when you refer to the Palestinians, there are three factions, and it's really hugely important. There's Hamas, there is Gaza, and there's the Palestinian Authority, and these are the ones, the Palestinian Authority supports Israel. And these are the ones, just putting the Palestinian, go on.
I just wanted to get back, I understand that, and the Palestinians have had their Palestinian people, especially in Gaza, have had their nose rubbed in it, by the United States, by Israel, by the rest of the world, and by their own, And I just thought that it didn't have to be such a trigger point with having such a big ceremony yesterday. That's all I thought. It, you know, I'm a supporter of Israel, but I also know that these people have had their noses rubbed in it for years by everybody.
And you have to find out who is. It's. Let's just say that, like politics, it's really difficult, quote, to televise.
Yeah, I just. That's all. I'm done with my comment now. That's all.
All right. I concur with what you said, Marshall. My take is a simple word called timing. For 70 years, the United States has avoided doing this, because they didn't want to get people's noses out of joint as they were trying to bridge a peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It's come in fits and starts. It's never been totally successful by a long shot. But the timing of it was so incredibly stupid. And it goes to our U.S. domestic politics, with a president who said, oh, I'm going to do this, come hell or high water. The president basically put the capital in Jerusalem because he wanted to do it, because he said he would do it, because he wanted to make points with his friends there in Israel, and also with Jared Kushner's real estate friends, who has they have investments in Israel. But the timing was terrible. The idea that Jared Kushner was going to bring peace to the Middle East, of course, we all laughed when we heard that. Now, frankly, I think most of us are crying.
Well, you know, our government seems to do things impulsively. I mean, we started the second Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan, not thinking about the long-term consequences. We've now pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, not thinking of the long-term consequences. We've now announced something which we've been doing. We've made a big thing out of something we've been doing anyway, not thinking about the long-term consequences.
How do you know that no one's thinking about the long-term consequences?
Because look at the results. Look at the results over the past 15, 20 years. If that doesn't tell you we didn't think about long-term consequences and we don't, then you're sorely misled. You're sorely misled. Anybody that would have thought about the long-term consequences, what would the destabilization that we put into that Middle East region?
If anyone thought about the long-term consequences, you would have to really wonder why certain things occurred going way back.
Okay, but let's not go too far back. I know my memory is great, but it's not accurate. I think we have to go back to this Iraqi invasion. You know, George Bush Sr. did a great job with Hussein by getting him out of Kuwait and without getting us into a big war. His son, with a great amount of input from Dick Cheney, decided to screw around and say that Hussein had done
weapons
this, that, and the other thing.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Right. And we now know categorically it was a lie. And so what we saw was evidence of people who were doing something for their own self-interest, willing to lie about it, and creating this current mess that we have in the Middle East. But what Marshall's saying, and I agree with, is the people who were deciding to do this short-term thing did not think about the long-term consequences. I think the problem here is many of our politicians, so-called statesmen, have such a limited knowledge of the history of the world, but of the history of the Middle East. They don't understand the sensitivities and the prejudices and this, that, and the other thing. And they go about making decisions without considering those things. This was done on Monday when we irritated a situation. We were looking to make peace. You don't make peace by putting your thumb in somebody's eye. And it is most unfortunate. 58 Palestinians have died. And there's going to be more deaths on both sides. And we, as a government, are responsible for that. By that one action of doing that embassy at that moment in time, because of the ego of one person who wanted to make nice with his friends. That's not a way to run a government. It's not a way to run anything. It's not a way to run a candy store. So I think long term, we continue to blunder. The Middle East is now ripe for the rebirth of terrorism, more terrorism, rather, on a greater scale. If you look at Iran and some very good people who've served the government as advisors and military, who haven't been politicians, have been pointing out to us the risk in what we're doing. For instance, Iran, if we do succeed, and I don't think we will, in cutting back dramatically on their oil exports, they will have less money to spend in fighting whatever Hamas fighting they're doing. We need the world to come together, not to go apart. And we are managing in this, the U.S. government currently in office is managing to push the world apart. Look what we're doing in Europe. We're throwing out tariffs. This agreement on Iran, the Russians and Chinese are involved, as well as the Germans, French, and English. They all were fine with the inspectors. They have an axe to grind, too. They don't want Iran to have a bomb and kill people. But they were content that the thing was working best we can. And also that this puts off the development of the nuclear bomb, so to speak, for years. And the Iranians were open to continued investigation of what was going on. Rather than go negative, we probably should have gone positive and said, hey, let's update the treaty. I think there's some ways we can get more money into that country to make those people, many of whom are young, the citizens, feel better about themselves. You know, the idea is when people have jobs, they're not out striking or stealing or robbing. When they don't have jobs and are sitting on the fence or sitting at home, that's when violence and insurrection starts. This is a common thread. It's nothing new. It's nothing unique. It's throughout history. It's throughout revolutions. Well, we are feeding revolution by hurting countries that, I'm not saying any of these countries are right or wrong. That's not the point. The point is I want us, the U.S., to live in peace with the rest of the world without inciting violence. And if we have to give and take in the scheme of things, so we give and take. That's what life is. Nobody, government or person, is perfect.
And in the last, we only have about 3 minutes left, but I want to say I'm not focusing in only on the Republican Party. You can go all the way back to Vietnam to see the long-distance planning, how we goofed. We were worried, well, Vietnam goes, so goes this, so goes this, so goes this. Well, as it turned out, once the war was over, that didn't happen. You know, you just can't be, when you're in politics, a predictor of long-term things. And so it goes back to the Vietnam War, and it could go back even farther than that with other countries. I'm just talking about the United States. We just have this terrible habit of not taking a long-range view and saying, you know what? Long-range, this is just not going to be good. And like I said, it's not just this administration. It goes back a long, long way.
Let's stay with Vietnam. Democrats, folks, so nobody gets out of joint. We, in this country, knew categorically the problems that the French had in Vietnam. They failed miserably. It was a colony of theirs, which they tried to keep. They failed. They failed. They failed. They knew the terrain. They knew the people. They failed. What happened? We decided, oh, we're going to stop communism. Oh, we're going to go in and that. These people who were making those decisions, they were so short-sighted. It is utterly incredible. They had the problem before them. You do not solve the problem by doing the same behavior. That's called insanity. That's what we did in Vietnam. Forget hurting that part of the world. Mm-hmm. Look what we did to the young men and women who were caught up in the drug, the emergence of the drug epidemic in this country, coming back either shattered of limb or shattered of mind, which is why we need to elect intelligent people.
All right, Jim, we only have about 30 seconds left.
So go Yankees.
Very simply, for the kids. Folks, remember to remind your children when they fail at something or don't do well in school, the failure is part of learning. Embrace it. Learn from it, and in the process, give them a pat on the back and say, you can do better, I'll help you do better. I love you all. Peace to all of you. God bless you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.